I didn't accept a letter as anything but a letter. I mean, and another, there are some people who were unhappy with the letter. Let me say, some said that some people were unhappy with the letter. I'll put it in somebody else's mouth. Because it was a, I don't even know, it didn't sound like Joe Biden to me. It really didn't. So, but.
Look, the polls we had showed that it was a neck and neck race. We would have been down to the wire. But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races.
Ruh-roh. There goes Nancy Pelosi admitting just an outright coup, which I thought was illegal, and nobody's above the law. Do I have that right? Nobody's above. Is it legal to force a coup and overthrow a president? And he's not a legitimate president, but he's still pretending to be a president. And here's Nancy Pelosi saying, yeah, a bunch of us got together. She keeps saying it, by the way. She keeps going on different shows and telling everybody that she threw Joe Biden out. After you dumb lefty idiots, you held a primary and you voted for him and you threw 14 million votes in his direction. Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer both said, yeah, no, we're not doing that. Yeah, we don't care what you idiots say. No, we're going to throw him out. Us and a couple rich billionaires will decide who you idiots like. And again, just like a bunch of stupid idiot lefty goofballs, you're like, okay, we're democracy. We're democracy. And now here's Nancy Pelosi saying that that stupid letter that was posted on X, that wasn't written by Joe Biden. Wow. Wow. Open and shut coup. Gateway pundit over here. Quote, it didn't sound like Joe Biden to me. Whoa, Pelosi admits others may have written Biden's dropout letter. Against his will, of course. He's now telling people that it was against his will. He said, listen, I wanted to run. Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer said I'm not allowed to run because I might hurt other people's races down the ticket. So this is a complete narrative switch from last week when you dumb lefty idiots were all told, oh, he's stepping down because he loves democracy. Joe Biden, we salute you. You love America so much, you'll step aside. No, he's pushed out, which is what everybody who's paying attention said. These clips are insane. Remember when people were pointing out that that's not his signature and the legacy media, bunch of corporate scumbags, said, oh my God, what are you, a conspiracy terrorist? What are you, a handwriting expert? No, that's definitely his handwriting. That ain't his handwriting. That's not his signature. That maybe, listen, a signature of a dementia old man is not a legitimate signature. That won't hold up in court. So even if this is his effed up signature because he's got dementia, you can't have dementia people signing contracts. That's not going to really hold. But no, it probably wasn't even that. Again, this Joe Biden doesn't run his Twitter account. Somebody else posted this. His entire cabinet was cut offside. His entire campaign was like, what is going on? What is that? They were all caught off guard because it was a coup. She keeps telling you it was a coup. And now she's doing another interview and she says, yeah, it didn't sound like Joe Biden to me. Yeah. Pelosi admits that others might be writing Biden statements against his will. So he's doing interviews saying he didn't want to step down, but he was told to step down. She's telling everybody that she told him to step down. This is a coup. And everybody's pretending like this is not a big deal. Just like they're pretending Donald Trump being shot was not a big deal. The deep state shooting Donald Trump, because I'm not playing this game that the Secret Service made that many accidents. You don't make that many accidents on accident. You make that many accidents on purpose to kill Donald Trump. You saw a political assassination of Donald Trump. Joe Biden probably died in Las Vegas. We've got police comms of trauma and the dude being rushed out of the area. Rushed out of the area for COVID? Then you didn't see him for 10 days. In the 10 days that he was missing, this letter goes up. Nancy Pelosi acknowledges that it doesn't sound like Joe Biden. He's telling you he didn't want to step down. She's saying, well, we told him to step down, even though I didn't tell him to step down, even though I told him to step down. We are in a constitutional crisis in this country. Everything is going tits up. And dumb idiot lefties are like, oh, but we got the coconut meme. We got the coconut meme, Abe. I'm going to call you George. George, we got the coconut meme, by the way. And we're saving democracy. There's no semblance of democracy going on, idiots. Zero semblance. I know that you're confused by that because you're stupid. And I'm looking at the other stuff that you're confused about, like gender. But yeah, this is going to get here's the crazy thing. It's going to get crazier as we get closer to the election. Everything is on the table. There's nothing that is impossible at this point. Buckle up. Stay frosty. We're heading into some stuff, lads. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. This is important to kept up to date on the coup. Hit the subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.